You're listening to the Marcus Moore Show.
One of my rotating co-hosts, there are many of them, but there's only one who is a certified doctor in the house. Is there a doctor in the house? Her name is Dr. D.
Hey, Marcus, how are you?
Hey, I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good.
Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we've had a great day spending the time around here. We took a little trip back in the time machine, went back to the University of North Texas, walked around. Did you have a good time?
Yes, I did.
We had a great time.
I still recognize a few things.
Yeah, a few things, you know. Here, the face is a little bit younger, but that goes with that goes with the territory. I mean, some people didn't respect that we had alumni shirts on.
Exactly.
You know, they were asking me if we want, they're asking us if we wanted housing information.
Yeah.
No, I got my own home. We're good.
We're done
here.
We went somewhere before that.
Oh, yeah, we hooked up our belly. A little trip down memory lane. We went to, here in Denton, we have a Chinese buffet called Chinatown Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord's work is being done at Chinatown Cafe. We eating good at the Chinatown Cafe because they have like this hibachi chicken. It's pink. Don't make your face up like that. I know what you're doing. You're listening. You're like, ooh, pink chicken. No. Yes. They grill it on the hibachi, and they put some kind of marinade on it that makes it look all pink.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's delicious. I swear, there is going to be a day I'm going to come in with like a loaf of bread, and I'm going to make some hibachi sandwiches. I am not lying. I will be bringing all my black out.
Just bring some black
eggs. Screw that. I'm bringing me a loaf of bread. I'm going to be making some sandwiches and putting them back in the plastic and walking out with that same loaf of bread. Yeah. That is what
Don't
I'm going
it,
to do. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
And now they have sushi.
Yeah, I love sushi.
Well, you know, that's what the new Chinese restaurants are doing. Well, Chinese buffets are doing
the
now.
The new Chinese buffets are doing, like, sushi. Yeah. They're killing a shark and filleting it right in front of your eyes. You know, all that.
They have a good sticky.
She's picky. Mm-hmm. I mean, P-I-C-K-K-K-K extra K. Why picky?
Yes.
And so I don't blame her for being picky about her Chinese food, because mm-hmm. I'm picky about mine, because I don't do, the Lord says that Chinese food must be served under heat lamps and buffet tables.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord did not say that they have to be served to you by somebody named Chip,
no.
Or Don, or Dakota, Chase, you know.
Hello, I'm Chad, I'll be your server. Can you get you started with some wonton or some, like, pot stickers?
No, Chad, no.